Shannon's Dirty Under 30.
All right, Shannon, what do you got trending in this hour's Dirty on the 30?
Simone Biles had a major case of what gymnasts call the twisties, and that contributed a little bit to what happened to her, with her, at the Olympics this week. She actually mentioned it during an Instagram Q&A that she did with some of her fans earlier this morning. She wrote, "I have no idea how I landed on my feet on that vault, because if you look at the pictures and my eyes, you can see how confused I am as to where I am in the air." That's the twisties. She said, "Thankfully, I landed safe enough, but I also don't think some of you realize I was supposed to do a 2.5 and I only completed 1.5 twists before it looks like I got shot out of the air." So they literally get lost while they're up there spinning in the air. Her answers in the Q&A, though, are casting serious doubt on whether she will compete again in Tokyo. I mean, she's really, really focused on herself and her own mental health and wellness, which, again, I and a lot of people applaud. While we're talking about the Olympics, by the way, if you're following along and watching, you probably heard, maybe you saw the new promo that is narrated by Taylor Swift promoting NBC's coverage of the Summer Games.
Life can surprise you.
All footage of gymnasts.
It can test you. It can inspire you. They didn't expect this to be the story, but that doesn't mean they weren't ready for the spotlight. They've worked for this. They've dreamed about this. They belong here. So don't be surprised as the story takes flight from here in the women's all around in Tokyo.
Gives me goosebumps. The song is from Evermore.
How much money do you think that they have to pay like these guys to do these voiceovers? It's got to be huge. Mm-hmm. And I heard that NBC's ratings and revenue have been kind of really crushed because of the Olympic team's, you know, performances, but also Simone Biles really was for them was tough because of that was what everybody was wanting to tune into. Mm-hmm. And I think there's some great stories, obviously, that have been come
out
of this.
Shout out to Annie Laser and her family.
Yeah. But they're saying NBC is like struggling to try to get storylines of what to talk about. And one of the conversations that they've been trying to do, and they're really hoping that this will happen, is they're hoping that Simone Biles will actually will help them commentate and be part of their broadcast.
Why would she?
Well, I think they have a good relationship with her. I think that Hoda has a really good relationship with her.
Well, not even that. With the way America has treated her for the past 5 days, why would she ever continue to work publicly in front of them?
See, I think it's only been a handful of America. I think that...
Well, you were not on Twitter, fam, because really? It was a crap show over there with the amount of absolute... just horrendous things they were writing about her that were fueled based on her being a woman, based on her being black, based on her being like, it was just absolutely
Most of the people that I know are so supportive of what she's gone through and all that
inspiring.
She's had happen in her life, and obviously still appreciate her for being such a great athlete and a great, you know, role model for everybody.
Look at what Michael Che just did. I'm wondering if he's going to be invited back to SNL.
What did he do? I didn't see that.
He has been posting on his Instagram stories the most horrendous jokes about Simone Biles that he's getting in his DMs. And it's all about Larry Nassar and her being molested. And like,
it is inappropriate.
And he's got to deal with HBO Max right now. And a lot of people are saying, are you going to still pay him HBO?
What the heck?
I did not see that. Wow.
Oh, it's bad.
Okay, so people are talking about Britney Spears again this morning. She went topless on social media for the third time this week.
That was weird yesterday.
It was really, I'm concerned. If it's her posting, I'm concerned. And if it's someone else posting to show that she is, or to try to show that she is mentally unstable, I'm concerned. So either way, she shared a clip of herself topless again, covering her boobs with her hands. And she's like... she's got her head tilted up and the wind is flowing through her hair. And she's wearing those same denim cutoffs that we saw in the other two posts that we got from her this week. So I think it was all recorded at the same time. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there.
I thought, honestly, that it was something old that when I initially saw it in a story.
It's the same one. Shorts.
But then I realized it was the video portion of it or the... Yeah. And I'm like going, oh boy.
Yeah. No surprise at the NBA draft last night.
With the first pick in the 2021 NBA draft, the Detroit Pistons select Cade Cunningham.
Yeah. Put the buffs on and everything.
Okay, people, you guys, I'm really embarrassed to admit this. Everyone was like, he put the buffs on. I'm like, what the heck are they talking about? I had to look it up. So in case you are not aware,
the Cartier
sunglasses. Yeah, yeah. I did not know that was like what Detroit refers to Cartier sunglasses as. But.
My son Luke yesterday goes, do you think if I save up money, I can get Cartier buffs? I'm like,
how
not wearing Cartier buffs. I think they're really expensive. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, seriously? Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Big Sean had a message for Cade.
I'm sorry. I got like five things playing here right now. His messenger.
Big Sean, and congratulations to the number one draft pick of the 2021 NBA draft, man. Welcome to the Pistons. All right, welcome to your future. We here. Now let's get it.
Cool. The Houston Rockets drafted Jalen Green second, and the Cavs took Evan Mobley third.
Can I tell you the cutest thing of him getting drafted? His daughter, his little daughter.
Oh, is she cute? And he gave her a big smooch before he got up and
she
walked on stage.
She was so awesome.
Yeah, she's cute. You know?
It's still crazy to be in the moment. Like, words can't really explain the emotions. Everybody's so happy. My family's all here. You know, to be able to spend this moment with them, it's a blessing. Shout out Detroit. Shout out Detroit. I got to buff up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Detroit.
Oh, you're ready.
I'm buffed up now. Which camera I'm looking at? I'm in this one.
Yeah, you're in this one right here.
Detroit, I'm all the way in. Detroit Pistons, I'm all the way in. Let's do it.
Look at that guy looking good in those sunglasses. How much are the Cartiers? Did we figure it out? Somebody Google that?
I saw the average.
How much?
$1,100.
Oh, yeah.
You know what happens with those? You lose them or you sit on them. So buying $1,100 sunglasses.
Or they fall into the lake
and you're
so
screwed.
Upset.
Yeah.
Okay, a judge in L.A. has dismissed one of the 11 sexual assault counts against Harvey Weinstein. Again, this is his West Coast cases, his East Coast cases. So here's the deal. A judge agreed with Weinstein's defense attorneys that a count alleging sexual battery by restraint back in May of 2010 was too old and outside the statute of limitations. But the judge did give the prosecution permission to refile the charge in a way that may be allowable. Excuse me. So it isn't over. He is still facing 10 sexual assault charges in L.A. and is currently serving a 23-year sentence for convictions of rape and sexual assault in New York. And Saweetie is the next celeb to get her own McDonald's meal. The massive successes of the BTS meal, the Travis Scott meal, J Balvin did one, inspired this collab. So beginning August 9th, the Saweetie meal will be available in the U.S. Sorry to all of our Canadian listeners. And includes a Big Mac, 4-piece chicken McNuggets, medium fries, and medium Sprite, tangy barbecue sauce, and sweet and sour sauce that will be renamed Saweetie and Sour.
Oh, sure, I get it.
Good one.
By the way, I love this. I was Googling all the stuff with Cade right now and these glasses. Motorcade. How great is that for Motor City Cade?
Yeah.
And they're already selling Motor City Cade shirts right now. The Pistons already got those things out there.
For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on MojoInTheMorning.com.
Celebrity Dirt. Directly from the source, it's Shannon's Dirt on Mojo in the Morning.